I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Show show. Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show.
Welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I just need you to put God first. Yo, tag 10 people that need to hear this. I need you to put God first. You can't chase the bag. You can't talk about abundance. You can't talk about motivation. You can't talk about none of that if you're not putting God first. Yup. Griff, thank you for the badge love. Sunny San Diego's in the building. Iris, what up? Jersey is in the building. Blue Five Keys, what up? Time after time. Brazil is in the building.
Number one, put God first. Put God first in everything you do. Everything that you think you see in me, everything that I've accomplished, everything that you think I have, and I have a few things. Everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Everything. Ago, the grace of God. Everything.
Flunking out of college. Had a 1.7 grade point average. I was sitting in my mother's beauty parlor. And I'm looking in the mirror. And I see behind me this woman under the dryer. Every time I looked up, she was looking at me. Just looking me in the eye. And I didn't know who she was. And I said, you know. She said, somebody give me a pen. Give me a pencil. I have a prophecy. March 27, 1975. She said, boy, you are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Now, mind you, I was flunked out of college. I'm thinking about joining the army. I didn't know what I was going to do. And she's telling me I'm going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Well, I have traveled the world. And I have spoke to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and it's kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done and stick with God.
Deb, top of the morning.
Fail big. That's right. Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there. It's a mean world out there, and you only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. There's an old IQ test was 9 dots. And you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots without lifting the pencil. The only way to do it was to go outside the box. So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals, life goals, yearly goals. monthly goals, daily goals, and understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency every day, not just on Tuesday and just a few days. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. You've heard the saying, we don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. Remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. So continue to strive, continue to have goals, continue to progress.
Time after time.
Number three, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Thank you, Halo. Appreciate the back
up. I don't care how much money you make, you can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you.
And it's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you have. The most selfish thing you can do in this world is help someone else.
Most selfish thing you can do is help somebody else.
Because the gratification, the goodness that comes to you, the good feeling belly, that belly. I get from helping others. Nothing's better than that.
Ms. Robertson, jewelry, not the best love.
Big house I have, not the cars, but it's the joy. That's where the joy is in helping others. That's where the success is. Finally, I pray that you put your slippers way under the bed tonight so that when you wake up in the morning, you have to get on your knees to reach them. And while you're down there, say thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for parents. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for humility. Thank you for peace. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours.
Thank you in advance for what's already yours.
That's how I live my life. That's why I am, one of the reasons why I am today. Say thank you in advance for what is already yours.
Thank you in advance for what's already yours.
In the heart for anything good,
thank you for the bad
is God's
love.
Proof to you sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already.
That's yours already.
I'll say it again. True desire in the heart,
true
that itch that
heart.
You have, whatever it is you want to do, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you. Sit before
God proof.
Ready to indicate that it's yours.
It's yours already.
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
You can have.
You can have. Reclaim. Anything you want, you can have.
Work hard to get it.
Yep.
When you get it, reach back.
Reach back.
Pull someone else up.
Yep.
Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living.
Aspire to
make a difference.
Make a difference. Time after time. Yep. Time. All right, y'all. I just wanted to start it off. You know what I mean? I just wanted to start off the show this way. I just wanted to start off the show this way. You know what I'm saying? Yup. Time after time. Yo, if you fall, look. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. Catch the bars. If you lost, you can look and you will fall. Look. Yo, hey, Lo, we just aligned because I promise you.
Mind Right Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
All right, let's do daily aspiration real quick because I need y'all to get this. I need you to be your own motivation. Let's get this. Let's get this. All right, y'all. Let's go. Happy Tuesday, my creatures of greatness. Welcome to the day that you realize that self-help is the best help one can possibly get. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to motivation. There are many ways you can become motivated. Fear and reward are among the two most popular. Despite their popularity, they are both temporary and are controlled by outside forces. The key to staying motivated is to find your purpose and consistently remind yourself why you are here. Contrary to popular belief, motivation does not last. It isn't something that you do once and it stays forever. It is something that is renewed day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Watch your thoughts. Watch your surroundings. Watch what you allow to enter your life. You've come so far to allow outside forces to ruin all that you have worked for would be a shame. Motivate yourself. Do it daily and understand that the key to life is habit. Make it a habit to stay positive. Make it a habit to be happy. Make it a habit to live the life of your dreams. Take back control. You are all you got for sure. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. First one's by Les Brown, and it says, wanting something is not enough. You must hunger for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will inevitably come your way. Next quote by Nora Roberts, and it says, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. If you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. And last but not least, by Confucius, and it says, when it is obvious that the goal cannot be reached, do not adjust the goal. Adjust the steps. Listen, let me give you this bar real quick. Let me give you this bar. I need you to catch this bar real quick. Confucius says, when it's obvious that the goal can't be reached, do not adjust the goal, adjust the action steps. Right? I need you to understand that everything is your fault. Whether you are successful or unsuccessful, it is because of you. It first started in your mind, right? It first started in your mind. You were given this vision, and by saying thank you in advance, you should expect that vision to be there. What happens is you don't have faith and you're not patient. And so because of lack of faith and lack of patience, you start to create this other narrative in your head that tells you you're not going to get it. And so now, because you've created this narrative in your head that says you're not going to get it, you are now asked, you've now put out a different rocket of desire, right? Let me tell you, the moment you thought of something and said, this would be mine, you put this rocket of desire and say, yes, I want it, right? But you get everything that you asked for. So the moment that you say, yo, I desire this thing, you put a rocket of desire out to the universe and the thing becomes yours. What happens though, because you expect it to come and you've put a time limit on what you desire. So now when it doesn't come at the time that you desire it for it to come, you now, right, lack faith. Now you lack patience. Now you start making excuses and preparing yourself mentally for not getting the thing. So you start to say how people are hating on you. You start to start thinking about why it's not going to happen. You start to put all of these other things in the way. And then now you're given this rocket of desire and you're asking for it not to happen. You don't even realize you're doing it, right? You didn't think it was attainable, so you didn't attain it. You didn't think it was attainable, so you didn't attain it. right? And that's why motivation doesn't last. That's why I need it's your fault. I need you to be self-reliable, right? I don't need you to depend on anything, anybody, none of that. Right? I need you to depend on yourself. I need you to, first and foremost, I need you to become self-reliant. I need you to depend on yourself. I need you to depend on your mind. I need you to motivate yourself every day. I need you to be you know, in the space and in energetic alignment with the thing that you desire. I don't need you to focus on nobody else. I don't want you to focus on any excuses. I want you to know that whatever you put out to the universe will be yours, and stay there till you get it. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
You are now tuned in to Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. You elevate your life.
Self-reliance is basically counting on yourself.
Taking
responsibility for whatever happens to you. Knowing that you have consciously made the decisions that are now affecting you. Knowing that what is happening now, today, is the direct result of your activity, what you did yesterday. Now, being self-reliant doesn't mean you can't work with others or trust others. Self-reliance means counting on yourself, trusting yourself, being confident with yourself, being responsible to yourself, trusting your own instincts. Trusting the conclusions that you have developed from your study of experiences and philosophies. Taking the credit that is due you. Learning from the mistakes that you have made. Being self-reliant. Gestalt psychologists give an example of being self-reliant. They say that you're responsible for getting caught in the rain. They say that by deciding not to carry an umbrella every day, you have made the decision to endure an occasional drenching. Translation, by not being prepared, you make the choice of getting caught in some of life's unpleasant circumstances. Be they rain, failures, economic losses, relationship losses, professional losses, personal losses. By not being prepared, thinking ahead, it's your choice. Now here's the other side of it. By being prepared, you increase your chances of success. You increase the likelihood. By being prepared, you increase your chances of success, of seizing opportunities when they come your way, of being ready within yourself to take advantage of once-in-a-lifetime situations. Some people tend to blame others for their mistakes, blame others for their failures. Now, my approach to my better future very early on in my career was to just go through the day with my fingers crossed. And I used to say something like, I sure hope things will change for the better. Then here's what I found out. They're not going to change. Somebody says, well, then how will my life ever change? Answer, when you change. When you change, when you get better, it'll get better. If you change,
Greg, what up?
It'll all change. Don't put it on someone
else. If you change, it'll change.
Hope that someone else will change it for you.
If you change, it'll change.
Take responsibility for yourself.
Take responsibility for yourself.
Personal responsibility.
Yep.
You can't change the circumstances or the seasons or the wind, but you can change your reading habits. You can change whether or not you go for the skills, burn the midnight oil, turn yourself around, multiply your value by 2, 3, 5, 10. That you've got charge of. That you have control of. You don't have control of the constellations, but you've got control over whether or not you go to night school, take adult classes, learn some new skills. You have control over that.
You have control.
And if you don't, that's your fault. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to be self-reliant. Nobody else can change your life, alter your ambitions, pave a golden road for you. But you can. It's up to you. Be responsible for yourself. Learn to reap the harvest without complaint. This is a sign of growing maturity. And here's where it comes from, taking full responsibility. Take full responsibility for everything you do. Be responsible to yourself. Whatever your paycheck is, take full responsibility.
Yep.
You say, well, it's my employer. No, it's not your employer. You can become twice as valuable, three times as valuable. Burn the midnight oil, learn some more skills, bring more value to the marketplace. I'm telling you, whatever your harvest is, take it without complaint. Whenever you prepare correctly, taking all of the steps you're supposed to take, doing everything in your power to stay on track.
Everything in your power.
Whenever your preparations lead to success, achieving your goals, you reinforce the disciplines that got you there. Success leads to reinforcement of the proper discipline. If what you're doing is working, keep doing it. If what you're doing isn't working, change it.
Change it.
How can you isolate what's working for you and what isn't? How can you make sure that you are reinforcing your positive discipline? Well, if it isn't apparent, easy to see right away. If what you're doing is happening in such small increments that you're not sure if you're on track, then you need to be writing it down. You need to keep a journal anyway. But if you really aren't sure that what you're doing is making measurable progress,
yep,
you need to keep a written record. You need to write down everything that may be relevant in your day. What you did, who you saw,
write it down.
What you felt, how it may or may not affect you now and in the future. The best way to track your activities of the day is to write them down. The best way to track your activities of the week is to write them down. The best way to analyze your progress through the year is to have written it down. Why? So you can look back on it. Because by keeping a written record of your life, you will be more accountable. By putting into writing the action steps that you have planned, you will easily see what works and what doesn't. Most people just try to get through the day, never writing anything down, never keeping track of their progress along the way, never really knowing if they are doing all they can to reach their goals, to drive their ambition. But gifted people learn to get from the day. They don't let a day end without picking up some valuable experience, some emotional content, some idea that may positively affect their future. To get the most from a day, to learn the most from a day, you need to be able to reflect on the day. And how can you reflect on a day unless you record it in history? How can you possibly reflect on a week unless you can look back and analyze it? How can you learn from past mistakes and bask in the past successes unless you write it all down? There's something magical in writing out a problem. It's almost as though when you start writing it out, you start figuring out ways to make it work. Perhaps the magic is that when you write it down, you can now be objective. You can start to see objectively where you fit into the picture. You can start to see if you are being responsible, if you are being self-reliant. You are pondering it. You are trying to figure it all out. The fact that it is now on paper actually creates a space between you and the problem. And in this space that you have created, now solutions have room to grow. You see, writing about events that occur helps you to understand exactly what is happening. When we describe life to ourselves only in our minds, our imaginations tend to feed back false information about how things are, distorted information. Sometimes our creativity can create scenarios that really don't exist at all if we keep the information just in our mind. But by writing it all down, we now can become more factual, more accurate, more realistic.
Write it down.
More logical. And then as we reread what we have written, we create a new picture in our mind. And once we see things as they are, rather than how we think they are, we can see our way to make them better. It's all part of being responsible. It's all part of seeing things objectively in order to fully understand the steps that we must take to make things better. Let's take a few minutes to talk about the importance of knowing yourself enough to be your best cheerleader. You know, when you thought you were doing what you were supposed to do and were misinformed, the times you thought you had it all laid out and it just didn't work, the times when you burned the midnight oil day after day and it didn't seem to help, it didn't seem to change the end result. These are the times that you have to rely on your own self-encouragement. And there are two ways to use self-encouragement. Number one, take responsibility for the missed opportunity or the misrepresentation. Learn from the fact that even though your client wanted it one way and you presented it the right way, it didn't work. Be prepared for the letdowns that happen every so often. Know that this lost opportunity just sets you up better for the next one. Realize that you can make the necessary alterations next time. Make the changes that will make the difference. Study your mistakes and learn from them. Don't dwell on the mistakes. Acknowledge them. Learn from them. Encourage yourself that you're smarter than your bank account leads you to believe.
Yep.
The second way to use self-encouragement, remind yourself that you're bound to get better. Don't get down on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's the next opportunity that matters, not the last one, the next one.
It's the next one that matters, not the last one.
The last one matters only in that you must learn from your mistakes. But the next one gives you the opportunity to show that you have learned from your mistakes. You can do it better next time. You just have to practice, practice, practice. Keep trying. Keep trying until what? Until you've got it down. If you figured out what went wrong last time, then you know how to make it right next time. If you figured out what it was in your presentation that didn't work, don't say that next time. If you figured out that the reason you didn't close the deal this time was because you didn't have all the facts and figures in place, have all the facts and figures in place next time. Don't beat yourself for messing up. Pat yourself on the back for figuring it out. You need to encourage yourself. You need to pump yourself up. You need to be your own cheerleader. Why? Because you can't wait and hope that someone else will come along and cheer you up, make you feel better, tell you that you'll do better next time. You have to rely on yourself.
Rely on yourself.
You have to have faith in yourself and your ability to figure out what works and what doesn't, what's right and what's wrong. You have to have the inner belief that everything you're doing for a positive outcome in the future.
Yep.
You have to encourage yourself with future successes. Number one way to use self-encouragement, take responsibility for missed opportunities and study your mistakes. Number two, don't get down on yourself. Encourage yourself with your future. Encourage yourself with your goals, your dreams, your ambition. Knowing that you've got a plan, knowing that you're taking the right step, knowing that you're going to do it until.
Do it until.
When you miss an opportunity, are unprepared for an opportunity, or suffer a setback while realizing your goals, when you miss out, you need to encourage yourself by immediately getting back into line. There's an old cowboy saying, fall off a horse 7 times, and you're a real cowboy. If you fall off a horse, get right back on. If you fall off track, get right back on. If you fall away from your disciplines, get right back to them. If you fall out of habit, get back into the habit. If you fall off, get back on. If you fall off the horse of habits or disciplines or progress. If you fall off the horse, get back on. It may be hard. It may be a bit frightening. But get back on. Keep your ambition alive and active and well. We must all suffer one of two pains. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
Pain of discipline or the pain of regret.
If you don't spend an ounce of discipline, you'll most likely suffer tons of regret. Discipline weighs ounces. Regret weighs tons. It's much easier to be disciplined and have the money than to try to rationalize why you don't. I'm telling you, better a few disciplines than a lack of dignity. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. Don't wish for it to change out there. Develop yourself to the point that you can truly and totally rely on yourself.
Rely on yourself. Right? When you take full responsibility, right? When you take full responsibility and you start to rely on yourself, there is nothing, I promise you, nothing. There is absolutely nothing that you cannot have, be, or do. Nothing. Once you take full responsibility, right? You take full responsibility. And one of the other things, right? As you rely on yourself, guess what happens when you rely on yourself? When you rely on yourself, you now start to create your own opportunities, right? I don't need anybody to create opportunities for me. I create my own opportunities because I rely on myself, right? And when I rely on myself, I'm saying I rely on the Most High, right? Most High God, right? And so when I rely on myself and I'm relying on God, then I create my own opportunities because I'm a co-creator, made in the image and likeness of the Most High. So because I'm a co-creator, I create my own opportunities.
You are now listening to MindRightRadio.com, the only place to get inspiration and motivation, all day, every day.
Uh-oh. Create your own opportunities, y'all.
Share with you three tips on how to create your own opportunity.
Three tips.
And I, you know, this I think I lived before I learned how to even teach it. I'm sure I did. I was in the state of mind in 1994 where I needed to rescue myself. Have you ever been there? I needed to rescue myself. I needed to give Lisa a chance to see who Lisa could become. I needed to not only be a version of my potential, I needed to touch my full potential. But let me just say, I needed to touch my 100. And that's where the idea to me of how do I create more opportunities for myself? So let me give you the three things that really shifted me. I recognized immediately that creations, write this down, creations are born out of need. What do I mean by that? What do people need that you can easily fulfill, or not so easily fulfill, but you can fulfill nonetheless? So remember that businesses, every business opportunity, every creation, every invention, and this is a really great aha to come through, is born from someone needing something to either eliminate a pain or discomfort, or bring forth a desire. For example, the cell phone. Now, we feel like we've lived with it for so long that we've never been without it. But I remember, I'll age myself, there was a time when we didn't have a cell phone. And the need was that husband needed to talk to wife from the grocery store and ask wife, now, what kind of bread did you want? There was a need. Now, I'm just joking with that. But there was a need to talk to people while you were out and about. So the pager came, and then the phone came, and now you can have those conversations. That was a need, not so much a desire only, but a need as well. Most things are born because someone wants to be eliminated of a discomfort, or they want to get closer to a desire. So remember that creations / new opportunities are born out of a need. What do people need that you can fulfill? And number two, recognize that money isn't earned or given.
Money isn't earned or given. It's created.
Money isn't earned or given.
Nope.
Money is created. Now, I know jobs allow you to earn money. People will give you money. But when you look at it from a mindset that money, revenue, is created, meaning what do I have? What can I create? What do I know that's of value to others? So much so that they will put a monetary exchange on it. Matter of fact, what do I have? What do I know? What can I do? Then how can I position it to the people that need it most? then how can I offer it at a rate that they would say absolutely, even if it's
absolutely?
So money is created. I when I got that, I didn't know that for years. I thought, oh, I just gotta get another job. Oh, I gotta work another hour until I ran out of hours in a day. I would start work at 9 a.m. I would end work at midnight. I worked two jobs. I left home at 7 a.m. to get to my 9-to-5 job, and I got off work at midnight. My two jobs. There was no more hours in the day. I was at my max. So I had a choice. Live at this max, live at this rate for the next 30 years, 40 years, or create something. And so I began to look at how can I create an exchange. And when you get that creative, now I gotta tell you something, you won't ever find this inside the box. Matter of fact, you won't find this right on the outside of the box. In order to get to the place where you recognize that money is created, and for you to create more money in your life, more opportunities, more revenue streams in your life, you have to recognize there isn't a box.
There isn't a box, y'all!
And my third point. That when you are looking at creating new opportunities, you have to look at yourself as I am the answer to a need.
I am the answer.
I am the answer.
Yo, wait, hold on. Hey, yo, everybody, I need you to type, I am the answer. I need you to understand. I am the answer. I need everybody to type, I am the answer. And I need you to say it. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care if you're in Starbucks. I don't care where you at. I want you to say out loud, I am the answer. I am the answer. I am the answer. Right? Not nothing else. There's nothing else you need. Nothing next to you. Nothing around you. Nothing outside of you. I am the answer. I am the answer. Right? And I think the moment, listen, the moment you internalize that, the moment that you internalize that, the moment that you receive that, the moment that you embrace that, the moment that you know ain't nothing that you need in order to fill your needs, because you are the answer. I am the answer. I am the answer. I am the answer. Right? Not something that's in the book, not something that's to my left, not something that's in my right, not something that's behind me, not something that's in front of me. Me, I am the answer. Accept that, receive that, know that, and everything shall be yours.
Do or what I know is the answer. So that comes with self-esteem. Now, and I don't say that from an ego-based way. I don't say
not from
that,
an ego-based way.
Losing all humility. I don't say that without the grace of service. I say that from a self-esteem perspective. Can you be the answer, bring the answer, or be able to go get the answer for someone? Can you be the solution? If you are a master organizer, if that's just what you do, that's not me, but that's just what you do, then you are the answer to someone like me. You're the answer to our needs. I love a well-organized house. I'm just not the best organizer. I love structure and systems. I just don't do structure. I don't create structures and systems well. I follow structures and systems well. So I'm always hiring someone to help bring structure. And then I follow suit. And then that muscle that was an atrophy gets developed for me. So what do you do? What are you the answer to? Be willing to be the answer to a need. Because when you're willing, write this down. When you are the answer to a need, a new opportunity is born.
You're the answer to a need, a new opportunity is born.
That's effortless. What do you know that you've been doing it for so long, you don't even think about it? Most people's new opportunities elude them, constantly elude them, because they're right in front of your face. It's something that you do effortlessly. It's the accounting, it's the math, it's the number crunching.
Yo, you do it effortlessly. Hey, yo, you already do it though. That's the thing. You already do it effortlessly. So you are already the answer to someone else's need. You just gotta realize that. You already do it effortlessly.
It's the cleanliness. It's the childcare system that you created years ago, and now your kids are in college. And you're just, it's not even being used. And someone has a three-year-old, and they're dying for that child care system that you have, that structure, some of those tools and techniques. Now, to recap again, one, recognize, because before you can create new opportunities, you have to shift your mindset to be in a new zip code. New opportunities, new mental zip code. One, creations are born out of a need. What do people need that you can fulfill? Two, money isn't generated, earned, or given. Money is created. You can create new money opportunities in your life by creating new possibilities, by creating new thoughts, by creating new avenues for people to have access to you. And three, recognize that when you're willing to be someone's answer to their need, a new opportunity is born. Add to that a value exchange financially. Add to that a marketing engine that says, hey, if you have that need, I'm over here. Add to that some structure, and you have a new business opportunity.
All right, listen. Listen, three little words. Meditate on this real quick. Meditate on this real quick.
It's like if you just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Listen to this meditation. It's from the book, Three Magic Words.
Three Magic Words.
Here's what I'd like you to say to yourself at night. I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think, before I go there, because I listen to the people. Hold on. I think y'all want the smoke again. Hold on, wait. Yeah, that was Lisa Nichols. Hold on. I want to give you Wayne Dyer. But what did the people say? What did the people say?
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration on another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
You are now listening to Mind Right Radio.com.
Now you gonna close your eyes again. We gonna go Wayne after this. But one more time, cause somebody in the back. There's somebody in the back that didn't hear it. Somebody who just came in didn't hear it. Somebody need this.
Share with you three tips on how to create your own.
And it's better than oil. We need both. I got you.
This, I think I lived before.
Miss Edith, I appreciate you.
I'm sure I did. I was in a state of mind in 1994 where I needed to rescue myself. Have you ever been there?
Rescue yourself.
I needed to give Lisa a chance to see who Lisa could become. I needed to not only be a version of my potential, I needed to touch my full potential. But let me just say, I needed to touch my 100. And that's where the idea to me of how do I create more opportunities for myself?
How do I create more opportunities for myself?
Three things that really shifted me. I recognized immediately that creations, write this down, creations are born out of need. Now, what do I mean by that? What do people need that you can easily fulfill, or not so easily fulfill, but you can fulfill nonetheless? So remember that businesses, every business opportunity, every creation, every invention, and this is a really great aha to come through, is born from someone needing something to either eliminate a pain or discomfort or bring forth a desire. For example, the cell phone. Now, we feel like we've lived with it for so long that we've never been without it. But I remember, I'll age myself, there was a time when we didn't have a cell phone. And the need was,
Callie is in the building, what up?
Husband needed to talk to wife from the grocery store. and ask wife, now what kind of bread did you want? There was a need, now I'm just joking with that, but there was a need to talk to people while you were out and about. So the pager came, and then the phone came, and now you can have those conversations. That was a need, not so much a desire only, but a need as well. Most things are born because someone wants to be eliminated of a discomfort, or they want to get closer to a desire. So remember that creations / new opportunities are born out of a need. What do people need that you can fulfill? And number two, recognize that money isn't earned or given. Money is created. Money isn't earned or given. Money is created. Now, I know jobs allow you to earn money. People will give you money. But when you look at it from a mindset that money, revenue, is created, meaning, what do I have? What can I create? What do I know that's of value to others? So much so that they will put a monetary exchange on it. Matter of fact,
yo, Blue Five, I'm gonna send you the I'll send you the link.
What can I do? Then how can I position it to the people that need it most? Then how can I offer it at a rate that they would say absolutely, even if it's a stretch for them? So money is created. I when I got that, I didn't know that. For years I thought, oh, I just gotta get another job. Oh, I gotta work another hour, until I ran out of hours in a day. I would start work at 9 a.m. I would end work at midnight. I worked two jobs. I left home at 7 a.m. to get to my 9-to-5 job, and I got off work at midnight. My two jobs. There was no more hours in the day. I was at my max. So I had a choice. Live at this max, live at this rate for the next 30 years, 40 years, or create something. And so I began to look at how can I create an exchange. And when you get that creative, now I gotta tell you something, you won't ever find this inside the box. Matter of fact, you won't find this right on the outside of the box. In order to get to the place where you recognize that money is created, and for you to create more money in your life, more opportunities, more revenue streams in your life, you have to recognize there isn't a box.
There isn't a box.
And my third point, that when you are looking at creating new opportunities, you have to look at yourself as, I am the answer to a need.
Yep.
I am the answer. What I have, what I do, or what I know is the answer. So that comes with self-esteem. Now, and I don't say that from an ego-based way. I don't say that losing all humility. I don't say that without the grace of service. I say that from a self-esteem perspective. Can you be the answer, bring the answer, or be able to go get the answer for someone? Answer. Can you be the solution? If you are a master organizer, if that's just what you do, that's not me, but that's just what you do, then you are the answer to someone like me. You're the answer to our needs. I love a well-organized house. I'm just not the best organizer. I love structure and systems. I just don't do structure. I don't create structures and systems well. I follow structures and systems well. So I'm always hiring someone to help bring structure. And then I follow suit. And then that muscle that was an atrophy gets developed for me. So what do you do? What are you the answer to? Be willing to be the answer to a need. Because when you're willing, write this down. When you are the answer to a need, a new opportunity is born. What do you know that's effortless? What do you know that you've been doing it for so long you don't even think about it? Most people's new opportunities elude them, constantly elude them, because they're right in front of your face. It's something that you do effortlessly. It's the accounting, it's the math, it's the number crunching, it's the organization, it's the cleanliness, it's the childcare system that you created years ago and now your kids are in college. And you're just, it's not even being used. And someone has a three-year-old and they're dying for that childcare system that you have, that structure, some of those tools and techniques. Now, to recap again, one, Recognize. Because before you can create new opportunities, you have to shift your mindset to be in a new zip code.
Yeah.
New opportunities, new mental zip code. One, creations are born out of a need.
Out of a need.
People need that you can fulfill. Two, money isn't generated.
It's not generated.
Or given. Money is created.
Create
new money opportunities in your life by creating new possibilities, by creating new thoughts, by creating new avenues for people to have access to you. And three, recognize that when you're willing to be someone's answer to them, a new opportunity is born. Add to that a value exchange. Add to that a marketing engine that says, hey, if you have that need, I'm over here. Add to that some structure, and you have a new business opportunity.
You ready? Salute, Gerber. All right, y'all ready? All right, listen. I need y'all, look. Assignment for today. Self-reliance. I need you to rely on yourself. Number one. Number two, I need you to create your own opportunities. Right? And I need you to meditate on these words real quick. Close your eyes. Meditate on these words. Wayne Dyer, let's go.
If you just close your eyes and just listen to this meditation. It's from the book, Three Magic Words. Here's what I'd like you to say to yourself at night. I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been. And that I always will be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind.
This is the universal mind, God.
Which I am a part of.
Which
responds to me as I ask.
As I ask.
This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems.
All of my problems.
And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God.
I let go of them.
Confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this. Only believe, for in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but illusion. There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God, which is in me,
around me,
and serves me now. I know that I am pure spirit. That I always have been. And that I always will be. There is inside me
a place
of confidence and quietness. And security, where all things are known,
and understood.
This is the universal mind, of which I am a part, responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems, and even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them. confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me.
All about
the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me
and
around me.
And that I can call upon it for my slightest need.
I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit.
And that the spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also.
I enjoy life,
for each day brings a consistent demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself.
I am confident.
I am serene. I am sure.
No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path,
I refuse to accept it.
For it is nothing but an illusion.
There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance
to the mind of God,
which is in me.
Around me
and serves me now. Wait, hold on. We're gonna go one more time. But I need y'all. Look, I know. So this is called the three magic words meditation. If y'all want to look it up, you can look it up. It's called the three magic words meditation. Right? Listen, I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been, and that I will always be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, God, of which I am a part of and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I don't have to struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, and the meadow. I know that intelligence that created all of these things is in me. The intelligence that created all of these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit. And that spirit is perfect. My body is a pure manifestation of pure spirit. And that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life. For every day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance that crosses my path, I refuse to accept it. For it is nothing but an illusion. There can be no obstacles or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God, which is in me, around me, and serves me now.
I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been, and that I always will be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, God, of which I am a part, and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call on it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident.
I am confident.
I am serene.
I am serene.
I am sure.
I am sure.
No matter what obstacle, undesirable circumstance crosses my path,
I refuse to accept it.
For it is nothing but an illusion.
There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God,
which is in me, around me, and serves me now.
Sheesh. Man, I got goosebumps. Look it up. It's called the Three Magic Words Meditation. Look it up. I promise you, this will bless your whole entire life. This will bless your whole entire life. All right, y'all, it's my time. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show. You know what? Hold on. One more time. One more time. I'm gonna let this rock one more time. Tony, I appreciate you. Miss Tip, I appreciate the badge love. This is a mellow beat.
Close your eyes and just listen to this meditation.
I need this to sink in.
The book Three Magic Words.
I need y'all to get this. I need this to sink in.
Here's what I'd like you to say to yourself at night. I know that I am pure spirit.
I am pure spirit.
That I always have been.
Always have been.
And that I always will be.
Always will be.
There is inside me
inside
a place
me.
Of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal
mind. MJ, thank you for the bad luck.
Of which I am a part and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and the spirit is perfect.
Millionaire Bob, appreciate the bad luck.
Perfect also. I enjoy life. Peace, thank you. For each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it. For it is nothing but illusion.
Nothing but illusion.
There can be no obstacle.
No obstacle.
Or undesirable circumstance.
In the great mind of God.
In the mind of God.
Crazy.
Which is in me.
Which is in me.
Around me.
Around me.
And serves me now.
It serves me right now.
I know that I am pure spirit. That I always have been. And that I always will be. There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind of
God,
which I am a part, and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this. Only believe, for in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the tree, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit. And that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but illusion. It can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God, which is in me, around me, and serves me now. I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been, and that I always will be.
Always will be.
There is inside me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, God,
copy that,
which
good.
I am a part, and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems. And even now, the answers are speeding their way to me.
Don't need to struggle for them.
I needn't worry or strive for them.
Yep.
When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God. I let go of them.
Confident
that the correct answers will return to me when they are needed.
Through
the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this. Only believe. For in the strength of my belief,
my faith will make it so.
I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me,
in
the flower, the tree, the brook,
the meadow.
I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit,
and that spirit is perfect.
Therefore, my body is perfect also.
I enjoy life.
For each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself.
I am confident.
I am serene.
I am sure.
No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it. For it is nothing but illusion. There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of God,
which is in me,
around me, and serves me now.
Man. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, tuning in. Great show. Fast shout out to everybody on the YouTube and Facebook checking. Your Spoiledness is in the building. Brian Crooks is in the building. Donna Riley Cook is in the building. Graphic BD is in the building. Kelvin Palmer in the building. Kay Grant in the building. Charlene's in the building. Richard Hoggins is in the building. Melanie Colbert Keen is in the building. Cassandra Cummings is in the building. Salute y'all. Nora Stacks is in the building. Kanisha Bryant is in the building. Salute. Valerie Caldwell is in the building. Salute, salute, salute. I appreciate y'all. All right, y'all. Let me shout y'all out. The badge love. Hey, yo, thank y'all for the badge love. 29 badges today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ramaya Trask, thank you for the badge love. Jamal Griffin, thank you for the badge love. Top Flight, thank you for the badge love. Is A Low, thank you for the badge love. Miss Roberson, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, 79, thank you for the badge love. Panther Ink Graphic, thank you for the badge love. Shoe Solutions, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. Trey Three Kings, thank you for the badge love. BU Beginnings, thank you for the badge love. Gerber Charles, thank you for the badge love. Give Me My Flowers, thank you for the badge love. Where CJ, thank you for the badge love. Stay Fly LA, thank you for the badge love. Coach J Paul, thank you for the badge love. Ken Caesar, thank you for the badge love. C Realty Group, thank you for the badge love. The Only MJ, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tiff 817, thank you for the badge love. The Queen Sis, Tony Jefferson, thank you for the badge love three times. Millionaire Barber, thank you for the badge love. Blue Five Keys, thank you for the badge love. Be Good Financials, thank you for the badge love. Tanks 4747, thank you for the badge love. I Am Greatness, I appreciate the badge love. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all as always for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yo, tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow in God's will, same time, same place. Peace, 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 peace.
I'm talking about wealth, wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Show. Show.